Amen.
You know, we're in Uyo over the weekend. And in the course of the ministry, there was a prophetic word that came. And during the week, there has been something that has been coming. What is it? You know, there is something called Pentecost. There is something called Passover. There's another one called Tabernacles. We are supposed to be a people of Tabernacles. But you know, there was something that I heard. How can you go to Tabernacle when you have not gone to Pentecost?
Amen.
And you know, I've been one of the chief people who have been hiding. Pentecost is not power, signs and wonders, miracles. Brother, I have repented though.
Hallelujah.
The reason for my hair is because I'm prayerless, I am powerless, I am lazy, I am hiding. Amen! And I want to remove my hand. I'm not there again. There is power. And the gospel should be preached with signs and wonders following. Of course, we know the lying one. Leave the lying one aside. Just forget. You know, those of us in management will say, you do not use the irregular behavior to make policy for the right. You make policy for the way things should go. Forget about those who will want to go crooked. Amen. We have been majoring on the crooked. There must be power. And signs following. In my life, talk of the fellowship. Amen. Hallelujah. So, have mercy on me for this amateur shouter. I will try to shout some more. Amen. My book is open to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. For those of us who have been reading the scriptures, we are trying to do what we should. Bible says, let the word of God abound in you richly in all wisdom. Amen. I found something in the book of Acts. So is it John? Actually, I found it. John. Amen. Are you taping this? Good. In the book of John, I found out that the book of John is organized around the three feasts. I found out. I was shocked. Go and try. Look at it. Study. Don't read through it. Just study it. You see. It took time to mention the feast. The first feast of Passover. And it took time to mention the second one of Pentecost. And Jesus was there. He was telling us the things that happened when Jesus went there. Amen. Even when they took him to the temple, it was according to the order. Because after 8 days, you carry the child to go and dedicate. By the way, today we'll have two. Say praise the Lord. Amen. We'll have two dedications. It's like people are not excited. It's not just ordinary to dedicate baby. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Uh-huh. It's a sign of increase, natural. We are increasing natural. God shall increase you. Not just natural, but spiritually also. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, I found that he will say he went to Passover. The next, you read a few verses in the chapter, he went to Pentecost. And then when he went to Tabernacles. Amen. He took time to talk about the feast. I said, So he was saying something. He was saying that Jesus kept the feast. And if Jesus kept the feast, how is it that you don't want to keep the feast? Amen.
Amen.
So he kept the feast. And we know the feasts are significant. How can somebody say you want to go with God when you have not come to Passover? Passover is the beginning. And some of our children haven't come to Passover. You didn't say any amen, no problem, but I know. Some of our children have not come to Passover yet. They are following Papa and Mama to their church.
Let us go and see what they are doing. Today will be Passover some people. So if you are a child here and you have not known Passover, what is Passover? You are beginning with God. That is, you have your own God now, not your father's God. Amen. You know the God of Israel as my own God. You have an experience with God. You have a touch with God. Hallelujah. You're no longer living your life the way it should be. Just carrying. You don't know what they're saying. You don't have the life of God. You know? Bible says, except you see, except you are born again, you can't even do what? You cannot even see the kingdom. Amen. So of us here, we're just coming to church. We have not seen the kingdom yet. The blood has not touched your soul. You have not come to repentance. You have not come to the cross. Amen. You have not come to the place of, you know, giving your life to Jesus, making a covenant with him. Say, Lord, Jesus, you will be my God and my Lord. Not just that of my father. I want to know you. Like we were singing that song. Say, my heart cries for you. Your heart, does your heart cry for God? Do you know God? Do you miss God? Amen. Do you miss the things of God? Is there something? Is there a cry in your heart? Do you have a relationship with God? Do you hear his voice? Does he speak to you? Amen. It doesn't matter how young you are. There was one young man, he was 8 years old. Is he Asa? Who was it? Josiah. 8 years! And some of our parents, fellowship is not the time to come and show that you are trying, you know. Leave these children alone. That's why when they say, they should raise their hand and know God. Amen. Not just they are at home too. Amen. Yeah, no amen. 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 Hallelujah. So it's a two-way thing. The parents have their own role. Amen. Hallelujah. To teach the children, encourage them. You know, let them, because after some time you lose. Oh. You know, now the children, they hit there before you get there. They know all the things before you even wake up. So you have your time, use it well. Amen. So Passover is the beginning with God. It's the time when the people of God came out. But some of us want to go from Passover to Tabernacle without touching Pentecost. And particularly those of us, like Rahuba was sharing on Sunday, some of us are born in Zion. We enter into the place where they say there's no pastor. You share, I share. Oh, the wrong one. That miracles are lying wonders. What's the other one? So of us here are not even speaking in tongues. So of us here are not baptized with the Holy Ghost. And we are even parents. And you may even possibly that you're a church worker. So is it church worker? Brother, what should I say? Is it fellowship worker? Bro, ask that brother. Is it fellowship worker? Okay, it's not church worker, it's fellowship worker. Uh-huh. You are doing things here. Unless we are, and you are not baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah, no amen with me today. Just encourage me to do this evangelist work this morning. Amen. When I was somewhere, when they are preaching born again, everybody, every church worker must come to the front seat and sit down and make sure that you are properly born again. And you know, if you are here and you are not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost, you don't know the power of the Holy Ghost. Today is your day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pentecost is of God. And if you don't get to Pentecost, it will be difficult to even understand what we're talking about. Tabernacle. Hallelujah. You know? So the second work of grace, if you want to like that language, is the place of, you know, the liver, is the place of death, baptism, burial, resurrection, consecration, washing, sanctification, all that grammar, everything all together. So after you are born again, you must be baptized, first in water. The next one is baptism, the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then thereafter, you are brought into Christ and you begin your journey into Christ. Hallelujah. So it's going to be difficult. I remember Brother Michael Humber say that if you are not baptized with the Holy Ghost, you can't make it. That is going to be difficult, you know, to even reach out to understand what we're saying. So the burden today is to try to stir up
stir our hearts up. Because I want to declare with permission that Pentecost is coming again. The reason why Pentecost is coming is that when we celebrate the last feast, everything is in it. Amen. Everything. God is restoring, bringing back the fullness. You know? So, if you thought, say, in this church, we don't discuss miracles, it's not true. We discuss the Bible, and it is there. Amen. We don't discuss lying wonders, but we discuss the true power of God. And Jesus, in his ministry, there was what? Miracle and healing, and it was, he said, he healed them all manner of diseases. I don't want to make any more excuse. There should be miracle in my heart, in my life. My life should be a miracle. And I should have that testimony every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, somebody say, read Bible now. Okay, let's read. Amen. Yeah, start talking again. No Bible. Let's read. Acts chapter 2. Oh, yeah. Let's read. He said, and when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. They were all with one accord. Where? In one place. If it's not of God, why is it recorded? Amen. It's recorded there because it is an experience we must have. Hallelujah. There are different ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is the one I like. It's exciting me. It's something that's coming to me. I'm excited about it. You know, when Christ comes into my soul, it is a new experience. And what does he say? Say, Christ in you, the hope. It's a beginning. Hope is a beginning. You don't, what you have, you don't hope for it, bro. Do you hope for what you have? Ah, it's the beginning of a journey. Can you show it to us? Colossians 1, is it 1? 1, 28, 27, 29. Amen. Christ in you. When Christ comes into me, that seed of Christ begins a journey. And as it comes into me, my soul begins to come into different seasons of experience in Christ. So Christ comes into me that I may come into Christ. And I come into Christ in degrees. First degree, Passover. Second degree, Pentecost. Third degree. I thought somebody would be shouting. Because when God was speaking to me, like Isaac was shouting the other day, I started shouting. I said, my God. So that means I am ready for power. I'm ready for glory. Amen. Let's look at it. To whom God will make known, what is what? The riches of his glory. Of this mystery. Mystery means something hidden. It was hidden because they say, you are Jew. Oh, yeah, this side. You are Greek. This side. So they only preached to Jews. Because they thought it was only for the Jews. Amen. Mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you. So when Christ is in you, there are two principles. You, one side. Then the Christ in you, another side. Hallelujah. Now, it is a big confusion. It's a big confusion because we don't fully understand. The church had not fully understood. They mixed it up. We read books, we watch films, we see things. And, you know, Paul said, those who do not know, they seek to be teachers. And by so doing, what do? They confuse and muddle. That's what is going on. But you and I need to know that there are two different things. I and the Christ in I. There are two things. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Christ in you is a seed. Okay, let's see it. I hope I can remember. I think it's Galatians 3, 16. So if a seed is planted in you, what will happen to that seed, sister? It has to grow. And that's why he uses the experience of Mary. Didn't Mary receive a seed?
When the seed got there, it began to grow. And the Bible says, because the seed is growing in you, there are two personalities. You, one side. The seed, another side. And you say, even that seed can be aborted. You say, let Christ. So I pray again that Christ might be what? Formed again in you. So when you get Christ, that Christ is like, you know, those days we used to practice how to plant. Like this man used to go, he will carry seed, go and put in the ground, and every morning he will come and check whether the maize has come. Because coming, in fact, when the maize comes forth, that's not even the end, that's just the ear, isn't it? One dog or goat can just come and chop it, and that's the end. Amen. So the Bible tells us about the seed that is planted, where? By the wayside. The fact that you are in this room and say you have Christ, that is not the end though. Christ in you doesn't mean, you know, and many of our children, many of us, say Christ in us, you pack Christ. You have not started. Christ in you must grow until the Christ in you takes over the you. So Paul said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ does what? Liveth. That Christ is a personality. It must overcome me. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I die that Christ may come up. Hallelujah. Are we there? Are we doing the seed? Where are we now? Say that way I say the seed is crying. Now I want you to understand it. Because me too, it was confusing me until something started dropping. Look at it. He said, now to Abraham, and what? His seed. Where are the promises made? When you go home, go to Genesis and just read more. You will see it. You see when God made a promise to Abraham. Say to you and to your seed. Look up. Look down. As far as you can see. As far as you can see. Carry go. It's yours. I say, and in your seed shall what? All the nations be what? Blessed. And look at it now. So he has jumped from Genesis. Bam, is in Galatians. What does he say? He said not unto what? Seeds. As of many. What does he say? But as of one. And to thy seed. Which is what? Christ. Is the end of the grammar. I don't want to move. I say, God, give me a revelation of Christ. You must have it. I must have it. Because if you do not have a revelation of Christ, the thing will be grammar. It will be struggle. Every day. Hey, wait, I'm fasting again. Oh my God. This will, would they let us? Because the old man is struggling. There is an old nature that has fallen. And it is falling every day. It's going into perdition. Amen. Say, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed. Hallelujah. Yeah. You need to understand. When that Adam, according to Brazil, when the Adam, when Adam sinned, darkness entered. That's a different thing. We're not talking about it today. But that nature was corrupted. And in dying, you will continue to die. Do you understand? There is no hope for my Bible calls the flesh, my natural, my me. There is no way me can come to night vigil. You drag him one day after some time, you say, I'm not coming again. You saw that film we showed that day. You drag. Just where you're going, the thing runs and goes back. Because the old man is sold to slavery. Paul said, the things I want to do, I cannot do. The ones I don't want to do, those are the ones I do. Oh, righteous man that I am, who shall deliver me? Praise God. The seed of Christ has come. And that is the difference. I don't know if you understand the grammar. The hope I have is not me. This man is sold. In fact, that's why I say even the old man is crucified himself. Hallelujah. And is renewed after Christ. That is resurrection.
Hallelujah. But there is something. Let's go to chapter 1 of this Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Because you need to see, you need to have a revelation of who Christ is. Because if you don't have the revelation of Christ, we can't talk of even talk of Passover, talk of the power of Christ. There is a power of Christ, brethren. Say, let God be true. Let every man, beginning from me, be a liar. And my life has been a lie. Amen. There is power in Christ. And that power begins from me. Hallelujah. Character. Self-control. It is the Christ in you is struggling, is bringing forth fruit. The Christ in you has gifts. And I shouldn't make an excuse when I don't have anyone. Fruit in the Rekedem. Gifts in the Rekedem. I'm going to Tabernacle. Deception. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
I'm only practicing. I'm trying to be an evangelist. Yeah, wait now. Let's go down. So about 17. Uh-huh. Go to 14. Let's go back more. That's where game starts. That's where game has started. Remember, we're talking about this seed. And I want to just show us more. You know, sometimes you need to know what you are dealing with. What am I dealing with? They say, you know, they speak English. What are we dealing with here? Oh, yeah, look now. This is what we are dealing with here. Verse 13. So who had old language, had finished? Not that he's going to do it. So if I don't experience it, the problem is from me. There are two systems, God and you on one side. Heart, you don't have it, go and check your own system. Leave God alone. Amen.
Amen.
Who what? Heart. Delivered. Finished. From the power of darkness. And when he says it means totality. Nothing is removed. If we have time, we'll talk about darkness. But let's see that. And what? He has translated us. Into where? Into the kingdom of what? His dear son. Let's look at this dear son. In whom we have what? Redemption. Through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. Game start. Who is the image of the what? Invisible God. The firstborn of every. Which kind of grammar is that? Every creature. Do you understand the creatures? Eh? Just go open the sea and see the things there. It's the firstborn. Anywhere you go, heaven, under the earth, spirit, anything, he's what? Protos. The beginning. Alpha. Amen. There is nothing beyond him. That's why it's exciting. Now, when you're in Christ, you are all. There is no ancestral spirit that you cannot deal with. It has been dealt with already. So when they come up, you say, my friend, go and sit down. I know whom I have believed. You understand what I'm saying? You're not the God of my father. Listen to me, you children. You're not God of my father. You are not here. Say, I know whom I have believed. Amen. Hey, sister. The other week, flood was coming. Flood reached here. She did here. My own house. The flood is coming. I spoke to her. I heard it. I said, yes. I said, there is power in my tongue. I have authority. She said, flood, look here. Listen to me. I don't have the power. It's what I heard. Say, flood, listen. The radio says your flood is not supposed to be in our area. What are you doing in front of my house? Now listen, in the name of Jesus, go out. Not just from my house, from all the neighborhood. I command you in the name of Jesus, go out. God have mercy on me. If I have quarreled with the brother, so forgive me. I have quarreled with sister, so forgive me. I'm not a child of God. Have mercy on me. See, have mercy. Oh Lord, would you have mercy upon me? Water, out. She closed her door and slept. Wake up in the morning. He came back. Water has run away. No flood in her house and in the neighborhood. Amen.
Amen.
This is last week in Houston. Amen. Even though the sister, I won't mention her name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your home may not be flawed. It may be something else. Maybe one rascal boy, one rascal teacher, one rascal something, whatever it is. Amen. You don't argue. You say, go and stand. He said, I will stand upon my watch. And I will hear what the Lord will say to me. And you declare, say, listen, O mountain. Listen, O this. In the name of Jesus, based on my authority, this is my decree. And the Bible says, why the word of a king is, that's what? Power. And who may say to him, what says down? It's in the Bible. Hallelujah. You're not yet saying amen.
Amen.
We must repent. You cannot go to Tabernacles when you are not going to Pentecost. If you haven't heard anything, hear it today. And I repent from it, oh God. My heart no day. I must come to Pentecost. I don't want to stay there, but I will pass through it. Jesus was going to Jerusalem. He had to go through Samaria. You understand? He didn't just say, oh yeah, I'm Jerusalem. He went through Samaria. And when he got there, some rascal boy said, no, you're not drinking any water. I said, I'm not drinking water. Amen. He had to go through Samaria. If you look at the geography, yeah, going from Galilee up, going to Judea, you must go through that Samaria in the middle. You don't want the idolatry, you must pass through it. And he did. And he brought life. Hallelujah. So who passes through the valley of Baca, do what? Make it there well. There are situations you have to go through. You cannot run from the situation, it must run from you. Amen. He says, O ye mountain, who are thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel. Oh, but Zerubbabel must know his authority too. Amen. To say grace, grace. The man had to say grace, grace. God did his own. But he said, you by yourself, you must have boldness to say grace, grace. Hallelujah. He said, before Zerubbabel, you become what? Hallelujah. I don't want to say is that when you stand praying, you see the mountain. You say, oh, ye mountain. In the name of Jesus. And if you do not doubt in your mind, you have it. Hallelujah. Brethren, it is a place for you. It is a place for me. Somebody say, are we going to claim Mercedes-Benz? No. I'm claiming humility. I'm claiming self-control. Amen. I'm claiming righteousness. I'm claiming prayer life. I cannot be sleeping when this man is praying. It's not possible. I saw in the Bible, it says, Lord, I will awake at midnight to praise you. Is there in the Psalm? I said, midnight. I said, very good. I don't know the other one. Remember, I'm not talking about the other one. I'm telling you the one in the Bible. Say, I shall arise at midnight to pray. I'll follow those people. Amen. Jesus rose up early before anything happened. He was where? In the mountain praying. I want to be there. Hallelujah. No more excuse. Amen. When I wake up early, some things must shut down. Whether they like it or not, they must shut down. Because I want to wake up early. Early to bed. Finish now. Hallelujah. So you make a preparation to early to bed. And make another preparation for early to rise. No preparation, no success. I don't know, somebody posted it. That I'm teaching you, you will have A without reading. It's not going to be possible. You have jam, sit down and read for the jam. Did you hear what I said? You and me is next week. Sit down and read for it. Then when you have read, God will now bless the one you have done. Not when you are watching film, doing everything, on the internet, you answer all the things that they said. You are the prayer warrior on the internet. And you say A. Okay, God will help you with the A. Amen. Okay, it's not in the Bible. Is there? Say, see, a man that is what? Diligent in his way. He will not stand before men. He shall stand before kings.
in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Where are we now? We're still talking about this one. Okay. Verse 16. For by him, listen to this English, verse 16. For by him what? All things great. We're talking about power. And that power is in your soul. That power is in my mind. No, I repent. My mind must be blown away by this power. My emotion must be blasted by it. Amen. You see, by him we are all things created. Listen to where? That are what? In heaven. Do you know the things in heaven? I'll tell you. Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Where are those things? But we wrestle against what? Principalities. And against powers. Against spiritual wickedness. Where? Lift the high. It's heavenly places. The heaven that he's talking about. There are men. There are things there. There are thrones. In the heavens in your soul. Amen. They're lying thunder. They thunder like that. Nobody has said the Lord rebuke you. But that is going to change. No, amen. Amen. There are things, there are thrones, there are things sitting down in the heavens. And the Bible says, there was a war where the angel fought. And the archangel fought, is it not so? And the devil fought, is it not so? And there was no more space. Who is going to throw down the devil from your heaven? Certainly not me. It has to be you. Amen. Look, let's leave cunningly devised fables. There is war for the church. If not for you, for me. Amen. When you are repenting every day, it tells you that the thing is a big man. Giants are there. You have joined darkness and two of you have brought forth giants. And that giant must be brought down. See, this kind does not go out, but by what?
I am married to Jesus. Leave me alone. My husband is coming to take me to heaven. Oh, eternal life.
They say, he's still in dreamland. When he wakes up, who will do? Amen. The church must drive out the devil. That is the protocol. Amen. Hey. Praise God. That is the protocol. There are thrones. There are altars. There are images. There are covenants speaking. Those of us for whom it is bad, chief times it is. It is speaking. Hallelujah. Our firstborn is speaking. First daughter is speaking. You are the third girl, but you are not the first daughter. It's speaking. Do you understand? You are the last boy, but you are not the first son. It's speaking. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're showing us the basis of our authority. So when you stand before the devil, you know where you did. Amen. Look at it. That are in heaven and that we are in earth. Visible and invisible. Don't go through life as though there is nothing invisible. Hallelujah. In fact, I was listening to a brother. He said, Europe, the first world, the so-called first world, they need to materialize their civilization. Amen. Africa used to civilize our religion. Because for us, we know that there are things invisible. But some of the children we are bringing forth now, they are becoming Americans. It's like there's nothing, there's no devil, there's nothing. Who told you? Amen. And he said that the devils believe in God and they do what? Tremble. Amen. When you are going through life, there are spiritual battles to fight. You are going to write jams. You better get on your knees and pray. You are going for a job interview. God help you. Pray.
You don't need to know any brother, any father, anything. I don't know anybody. But you know Jesus. It's called power. Amen. You are looking for wife. Do you know Jesus? You go to the internet, the Facebook. Every day you are Facebook. You are looking Facebook. You don't know anything. Amen. You might say, while I was in the way, the Lord did so and so. Do you understand? You meet your wife in the spirit first. Then it will manifest. Do you understand what we are saying? Amen. You know, when you say, yeah, I didn't know that she's short. Who told you she's short? When you saw her in the spirit, she was a giant. Just go ahead to marry her. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Because you are moving the spirit. There are spiritual places. You say he has blessed us with all blessings in what? In all heavenly places. All. Spiritual blessings. All. He didn't say some. Have been given. Hallelujah. Whether they be what? Thrones. Or dominions. Or principality. The one over Ichoba. The one over, brother, where is that place you live? The one in Adajod. The one in Azumi. The one in Umaba. The one that you see, where is it? Amen. Whether there be what? Principalities or power. He said, all things we are created by him and for him. Which kind of English is that? Amen. Hallelujah. And he is before all things. And by him, all things come. That is power. And this thing we are talking about, this person we are talking about, this is where? Is. In my soul. I must wake up from this slumber. I must wake up. See, and he is the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in him he might, that in all things he might do what? Which kind of English? It's either it is telling lies or it is true. It cannot be a middle. There must be confidence that this is true. Or it is so lie that Ibrahim told me that in law school, they teach them, when you want to tell a lie, say it confidently, boldly, so that they will believe you that it is true. Sister Ruth. But Ebele said that in law school, they taught them that when you want to tell a lie, you say it boldly, confidently, so that they will believe you. Where is the other one? Too? That one is not there. Where is she? Okay, she's not there. Amen. That's what she told me. To see a liar, she's talking. Looks very well. Huh? Look very well, because that is the truth. The government shall appropriate this. And by the year 2000, there will be a road here. There is no government. There is no plan. There is no drawing. And in fact, that money, when they bring it, it is going to his pocket. And they will write it down in the project, executed, planned, appropriated. You see the paper, but you go and look, you don't see the project. Amen. So it's either you are bold telling a lie or it is the truth. And I stand with Paul. He said, I know whom I have believed, whose I am, and whom I serve. Three knowings. Amen. Do you know that? Can you say that? I know whom I believe, whom I serve. And whose I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Now what is all this grammar we are speaking? The grammar we are speaking is that there is power. And this church must begin to stand in power. Amen. We must stand in power. Hallelujah. Because the thing way there in front, they go ask you a question. Though. Amen. Say, Paul.
Hello. You, who are you? Where are you coming from? Hallelujah. And when you know where you stand, hallelujah. Nobody. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. How do you know? Hallelujah. Amen. And then it goes on and on. So, we are speaking about the power of Christ. This seed of Christ coming into us. And this seed that has come into us is to take over as a personality. So, John the Baptist says, I must decrease that he might increase. Paul said in Philippians, for me to live is what? Christ. And to die is what? Gain. He even went forward and said, I have counted all things lost. For what? For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. And he even said that I may know him. And what? The power. There is a power of resurrection over anger. Hallelujah. It is not only that my soul has fallen. You see, it's not a captive. There is a spirit of anger there. You are dealing with two things. Amen. And you need the power of resurrection. Hallelujah. Bible says, in Christ all things shall be made alive. So if Christ is in me, my emotions should be rising. I must be having fruit. I must be having the gifts. I must be having the power. Amen. Amen. And it must be increasing. It says the path of the righteous is like a shining light that increases more and more and more. My power must increase. The power of this fellowship must increase. Paul said, I came to you not in English grammar, but in the preaching the cross, the demonstration of the Spirit, Christ and Him crucified. Say, I'm not going to come in mere words, grammar. Hallelujah. But I'm going to come in the demonstration. Amen. Do you have the demonstration of the Spirit? Do we have it? Or are we still making excuses? We are in time. End time. May I see the end time people? Before you say end time, have you been to Pentecost? And you are going to end time. Those who are going to Pentecost is because they have got the end time. We are running around Zorba and everywhere, laying hands on everybody. God says, sit down. There is something better. He said, God, what is this thing better? I say, sit down. And God began to show us something beyond Pentecost. So don't be following people that you don't understand. You be like Lot. Enter, enter, enter. You don't know where those people are coming from. They came from Pentecost. And you too must go to Pentecost before you can equalize. Before you can qualify. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There is power. Say, there is power mighty in the blood. Amen. And Paul said, look, he was saying this, you know how we came to you. For our word came with power. Read your Bible, you see. Amen. When we are substituting English grammar for power. Amen. I speak to Brother George. You say, look, Brother Seth told him. Say, look, it is the Spirit. Leave the English. It's the Spirit. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen. It's not how you say it or how you don't say it. It's the anointing. Not how long you say it. Amen. I remember somebody say, one brother from Brazil, he comes to the place, says, Amen. But then he joins from there to back, the whole hall is blue. He just shouts, Amen. And as he shouts, Amen, power, healing, people speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There is power in this gospel. Now let's see this. We're trying to lay a foundation. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. We read Acts chapter 2. I'm leaving it that you will go and read. You see the power. And I'm telling you that the day of Pentecost has come. And it's not just stopping. That power is taking us to tabernacles. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But let's read. But Acts chapter 3:1 is where our game starts.
Amen. What does he say? Now, Peter and John did what? Went up into the temple. Where? Can we read that phrase together? At the hour of prayer. If you have hour of prayer, can I see it? Your hand? Don't raise your hand to me, raise it to God. Do you have hour of prayer? We thank God for this brother. He is always telling us we should come to prayer. Do you have hour of prayer? And you want power? You want to overcome. That man at the gate is you. Eh? I'm preaching for Brebele. I wish he was there. He would have preached better than me. There's a man lame. He's not going to walk until you go to the temple at the hour of prayer. Oh my God. Amen. My prayer life must change. There's no discussion about it. My lifestyle must change. I must have prayer hour. No discussion about it. Whether the devil likes it or not, I must have prayer hour. There was a man called Daniel. He said, if you like, blow the house away. That's your problem. 3 times, Daniel will go. And God said he will open the chambers of his house to heaven. Amen. Government official. 3 times a day. How did he achieve it? I don't know. He was busy. Some of us are very busy, isn't it? Can I see those who are busy here? My hand is up. They are very busy. I'm very busy. I'm very busy. God knows I am busy. Bro, shake my hand. I'm very busy. Amen. Bro, I think you are very busy too. Shake my hand. Busy, brother. You know, when you are busy, you are successful. So I'm very busy. I have many things I'm doing. No problem. Just read your Bible small. You will see. There are people who are more busy than you. Amen. Jesus, he couldn't even eat. The whole place was filled with people. He made a plan so that he can pray. Amen. He invested in it. He would drive them, say, "Oh, you stay there." He will leave them. He will go alone. He had just finished. Miracle, miracle, miracle. He will leave them and go up to the mountain. What is he doing there? He's not the Son of God. What is he doing there? And then some of us are just rolling through life. You want to go to a bar, you enter your car, you're driving a little house. Okay now. Amen. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Brethren, there are arrows against you. There are arrows that are shot from the heart of men. There are arrows that have been shot from your ancestry. It's coming for you. There are things that are speaking. There are thrones. There are covenants. There are, our feet have entered places and we have walked in the pathway of darkness. Hey, they say he has entered. He has ratified the covenant. And you just throw through life. All right now, come and pray. Let us see. You can only wave hand and excuse the powerlessness, the prayerlessness. But look at this, brethren. At the hour of prayer. What is the hour? Night. Night hour is 3 o'clock. Oh. I hope if you understand the Jewish one, if you switch it over. 3, when you say at the 3rd hour is 9 o'clock, night hour is 3 p.m. Amen. 12th hour is 6 o'clock, 6th hour is 12. That's how the Jewish one goes. Amen. Who should say amen now?
Amen.
Amen. So these brethren, they were with Jesus. You yourself, you have not seen. Have you seen Jesus before? These ones have seen. That's always these ones have saw. They saw. That which you have seen, that which you have handled, that which you have conversed. Decide that at the hour of prayer. Amen. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple. He couldn't go in. He wanted to go in. Do you know why?
Immediately they hid him, he ran into the temple. Do you understand? He had been longing to, and some of us, me, have been longing to enter the temple, to come into the sanctuary, to come into his presence. I was listening to the tape. He said, look, brethren, the time of sanctuary has changed though. This is the sanctuary. You are carrying it around. You carry it to your office. You carry it to the market. Now we are carrying nothing. But when we go, we even go to add to the darkness. When we go there, I got a quarter in the market. This ASAM is 50. The woman said, look, I have struggled. My picking, I don't go shop. Say, madam, it's too expensive. Why you women say that's why you cheat everybody? Before long now, your voice has risen. Meanwhile, you are carrying the presence of God inside the market. How about inside the bank? Queue up here, sir. I'm in a hurry. My children are outside. Sir, can you queue up? So why are you talking to me like that? How do you know who I am? So how did I talk to you? You don't know how you spoke to me. Okay, I'll teach you a lesson. Sister, brother. Amen. The problem is simple. Nothing. Nothing there. The presence of God. We are still carrying it in our head. It's in church. We are church. The presence of God should be tabernacling in me, in my mind. Amen. So the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Don't say, oh, today, now when I go to bank, I will be patient. That old man, before you leave your house, it's finished. Somebody say, it's no longer I that live here. That's the victory. Amen. It's no longer I that live here. It's Christ that live here. If you don't know how to turn over to Christ, to switch on the Christ button, trouble does start. Amen. Say, Paul said, we are not of the constitution who have confidence in the flesh. Amen. Our confidence is in the Spirit. He said, now knowing him no more after the flesh. Do you understand how the grammar is speaking? I'm saying that there is a life in you. Let it manifest. Let the Christ comfort. Somebody say, oh, mighty Christ, comfort in me. My will, my way, I give to thee. Let the barren soul, let the barren land, sing a joyful song. What grammar is that? Hallelujah. Amen. They was asking alms. He was feeding on handout. You know, we have been feeding on handout. It will no longer work. The handout cannot bring us into. Let me go and hear what they will say. What they will say cannot bring me into the temple. Hallelujah. And besides, this is the hour of the sanctuary. I hope you know. This is the hour when the king is coming back to the temple. Hallelujah. So the king whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Hallelujah. Amen. And somebody says, if I am not ready, there are many who have even gone ahead of me. Well, I'm still struggling. They have already gone. So we are already in tail end though. If there is no power, there are people who are walking in this power. Amen. Hallelujah. So, who Saint Peter said to him, about to go to the temple, says, he asked, look on us. And he gave it unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Then what did the man say, verse 6? Say, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. A man cannot give what he does not have. I have not been able to have, to give, because, brother, I no get. And I'm confessing to God, I no get. My life is prayerless. Amen. All the food I must eat. All the this I must do. Amen. The places I shouldn't go, that's where I'm going to. Hallelujah. And it says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And did you see it? And immediately his feet and his ankle bone received strength. Where was I? I think it was in Kenya, Nairobi. A word was coming. And God gave me a definition of a son of God. Yes, we know. As many as are led by the Spirit are sons of God. Praise God. But that's another one. Sons of God are those who have strength in the inward man to rule over their spirit. You say, a man that has no rule over his own spirit is what? It's like a city broken down without walls. What is spirit? Huh? Your emotion is a spirit. Your desire, the realm of your soul, is your garden. Brother Sam was telling us the other day, it's my responsibility to bring it under control. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse, let's jump to verse 8. It says, and he, leaping, stood up and walked. And did what? He entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. From a place of begging to the place of worship, of fellowship, of relationship, of interaction. Amen. Hallelujah. And they knew, that it was he who sat for arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. Hallelujah. My testimony is going to change. Yes, they have known me in so and so and so. They say, you know that one? He can never overcome this. He can never overcome that. Is he not that one? He shouts in the market. He shouts in the bank. Is he not that one? Don't mind him. He's always doing this and that. Is he not that one? The testimony is known. Amen. But here, the testimony changed. You know that one will say, God shall change. You know the one I'm talking about, not that one. But we're talking about the change. And Brother Rice will say, look, resurrection is change. You must believe that you can change. My emotion can change to that of a cherubim. My desire will change. It says, my soul follow a hand after God. Amen. That is the change. That's the resurrection. Hallelujah. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I read two more verses, then we'll begin to pray. I wanted to share something. Okay, let's go to chapter 4, verse 31. These are your brethren, you and me, our brethren. And when they had prayed, let's back up a bit. Verse 29 says, and now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. This is ministry of the word. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Amen. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any aught that of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Verse 33, and with great, listen to it, and with great power. It didn't say small power.
great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is the standard protocol, standard pattern. That great power. And it was so much so that Paul, when he was going, his shadow, amen, his shadow, just shadow, was able to heal. Not to talk of handkerchiefs. Amen. They laid hands. They raised the dead. Amen. One of the dead that must be raised is the dead inside this body. I don't know if you understand. This dead here, this old man, must rise. No, amen. The old man must rise. That old man is Lazarus. 4 days. 4 days dead. Must rise.
Hallelujah.
How can the old man rise when we do not believe? When we are not crying for him to rise. When we are not seeking for him to rise. When there is no hunger. We sang that song, say, my soul longs and thirsts for you. In the thirsty, in the dry.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Where no water is.
Hallelujah. I want to end.
I don't know if you got the spirit. Don't mind the grammar. I don't know if you got the spirit. But God wants to do something. God is doing something.
There's a song we used to sing in this fellowship many years ago. Say, Jesus. Say, it's no longer words and facts about a man who lived long ago. Say, Jesus, it's you I really want to see.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, the darkness is increasing. And we must arise. Who would have known Houston, fourth largest economic city, is panting for life. Last time when I went there, I couldn't believe it. 16 lanes going. 16 lanes coming. 16 going. 16 coming. We go some places, 8 going, 8 coming. Everything is under water. Plane is dancing. And I say, please help. Imagine that hurricane moves along the coast. Great America will be. And by the way, there's a prophecy by A.A. Allen. Do you know about it? There is a prophecy by A.A. Allen from 1954 that something like this is going to happen. When it happened, one brother said, brethren, pray. So, we must be a people that are up to it. If it happened to great America. But when I was somewhere, they say, the brother said, pray for Houston. Say, shut up. There is a flood at the back of our house. I was saying, pray for Houston. Our sister's house. We are gasping for bread. Amen. I came back, I saw the flood. It was fire, but it was near my house. Of course, some of you are living on high ground. God has Houston people. Hallelujah.
So, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And Bible says, if we run with the footmen and the warriors, what are we going to do?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, what we're saying is, brethren, there is power. And the end time church must repent. I am one of them. Forgive me if I'm just speaking like this. I'm one of them. I'm repenting. There must be power in my life.
Hallelujah.
There must be testimony of power. Demonstration of the spirit and power.
I'm not talking about miracle. I'm talking about this man rising. Fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace, long suffering, self-control. No, you know all of that. You know how many there are. You know, so I don't want to know how many there are. I want it here. Amen. Then he said the gifts of healing, speaking, you know, so different tongues, interpretation of tongues, healings. What's the other one? Miracles. Eh? Word of wisdom. What, all that grammar, I don't want to know. I want it here. I want it when I need it. How can I be blind walking around begging when I ought to be inside the temple? They give me small, I take. Night vigil, one small arm they give, you take. What's the other one? Tuesday, they give you one small arm, you take. I don't want any arm. I want to be inside. And I want to be plugged to that river brother was talking of. Four rivers coming down. I want the river in my soul. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is strength. Do you understand that grammar? My emotion must feed on that joy. Amen. Say, in thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. I want that fullness. That's what I want. I don't want that you're playing Cameroon. That's my joy. No. Fullness of joy. Amen. Say, my mind set. My emotion set. Hallelujah. Amen. So that when the thing starts speaking from my village, you better believe it. Ask a brother, what is it? Why did this accident? Say, it's your father's house. Say, father's house. I've been praying. Say, well, I've told you. Don't you understand what we're talking about? There are things speaking. When you begin to have prayer, well, you will know that there are things speaking. When you are sleeping, eating all the food, did everything, they say, leave that one. The man, we could go do other things. When they see you say, you're waking up, say, eh? He's waking up, let's go and knock him. Then you know. Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and thrones and dominions. Amen. Say, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Do you understand that English? God must be manifest here. That is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. If you are touched by the Lord and you just want to exercise yourself, just if you can we stand up and just pray? If it is anything to you, if it makes any sense, if the Lord is speaking to you, but if it's not, please just pardon us. Those of us who are in trouble, we want to run to the Lord. He said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein. We are running. The avenger of blood is pursuing us. He's pursuing me. There is something speaking from the ancestry. There are thrones. There are covenants. There are voices. It is speaking. It's projecting. Hallelujah. They are trying to enforce the covenant made. They are saying this one belongs to us. Nobody from here does so and so. Nobody from this village does so. Nobody does this, does that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I would just want to respond to God. I must come to Pentecost. I must be sure of Passover. Say, God, settle it, because I'm going forward. He says, when that great day of the Lord, that great day of the Lord, the day of tabernacle was fully come. Amen. Say, Jesus stood and cried. Say, out of the belly shall flow rivers of water. River cannot flow when it has not even entered. The Holy Ghost must come in. Pentecost must ignite that river. It says, shall be a river in you, a fountain. The fountain may have dried up for some of us. Say, God, touch me again. Renew the fountain. Dig the well again. The Philistines have stopped my well. I am so dry. I can't hear your voice. I can't see your face. My feet is walking in darkness. My heart is so full of fear. I'm filled with the cares of this life. I don't know you. Who are you, O God? Hallelujah. Whatever the situation is, say, God, touch me today. Meet me today. Raise me up today. I want to come into the temple. I want to be a dweller in the temple. The man says, how lovely is that dwelling place? He said, a day in your court is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the tabernacles of wickedness of the world, worldly entertainment. I would rather be a doorkeeper in my house, in the house of our God, than to dwell in the things of wickedness. Father, we have touched wickedness. We have walked in wickedness. We have promoted wickedness. Oh my God. We have not only done, we have encouraged those who have done it. Those that hate you, we have encouraged them. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God.